Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, no injuries.
Adam, can you talk about the last half of the season, going 6-2, what that mean moving forward and how hard these guys are playing?
Yeah, I mean, kind of where we started and be able to kind of get things going a little bit and finding some ways to win some close games and, you know, getting six out of the last eight. You know, it's a really testament to those guys in the locker room. I mean, those guys did a phenomenal job just staying with it, just coming to work every day, working hard. You know, it was impressive to watch these guys just keep their heads down and not worry about what anybody was saying.
Is this something you believe can carry over into next year?
Yeah, I mean, you'd always hope to think that's a possibility. I mean, we'll kind of have to kind of see how everything goes with off-season, training camp. You just never know, you know, how much the team changes through injuries and things like that. So, but I do think it's good kind of first year with guys going through some adversity and finding a way to dig themselves out.
And for this game specifically, Le'Veon got a heavy workload, obviously, in the first half. Why didn't he get a touch until that 5 minutes left?
Just kind of how the game was going. We were going some different personnel groups.
What was your message for them after the game out?
Just those guys did a phenomenal job just sticking with it. You know, they took a lot of pride in trying to win this game and, you know, finishing the year at 6-2 in the last eight.
Adam, did you expect to be a little more productive on offense with a lot of back defenders out there? And you ended up with 13 points.
Not with this weather. I mean, that was tough sledding. You know, we were trying to, you know, find ways to get in some kind of rhythm. It was coming down pretty good there at the, you know, that second quarter. You know, I know there's a few times where the ball was slipping around and it just sometimes it didn't look right when Sam was trying to throw it. It almost looked like the ball was waterlogged. I mean, it was crazy just kind of trying to figure out what to call.
How would you evaluate Sam's day with that conversion?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he did a pretty good job. I mean, the interception was unfortunate. You know, I mean, it was kind of, you know, I could see what he was seeing is trying to stick it in there and making a play. You know, anytime you could throw one where a ball's tipped up in the air like that, that's, you know, it's, you get pissed about it later. But, you know, I thought for the most part he did a pretty good job.
Which one does Daniel Brown throw in the end zone?
The one at the
rolling off.
Yeah, I mean, it was like one of those deals where it was like, you know, he's trying to throw it, keep it low. You know, it's a tough one when the balls get a little slick like that and you try to go down your knees to catch it, and, you know, it happens.
Why didn't you go for a 4th-and-1 on the first drive?
I don't know. I wasn't feeling it, Rich.
Moving the ball pretty well.
Yeah. I don't know. I wish I could have the 3rd-down call back. I didn't like that call. I wish I would have held that one for later. I had a different call I liked on 31 if I should have got to.
That big of the Wildcat then?
No, not when it goes for -1 or whatever it was.
Couple more.
Jameson had good catches. He makes it through 16 games in the season, which he hasn't done in a while. What can you say about his performance today in the season?
All year, he's doing a great job of just being productive for us. When his number's called, he's been so extremely reliable. You know, it seems like every ball that's thrown to him outside of the Baltimore one has been caught, you know, but then he redeemed himself the next play. So, I mean, he's just been probably one of the most consistent guys we've had throughout the entire year.
But can you just go back to Le'Veon for a second? You said he was used in different personnel packages. Could you be more specific? Because Le'Veon's such a versatile guy. He's in.
Yeah, we were just trying to play all those guys. We're just trying to play everybody. I mean, I wouldn't look into that too much. I mean, he had 26 touches or something.
Picking, how do you evaluate his day?
It's a tough kicking the ball. I mean, I'm sure that first one, you know, that was a decent yardage kicked, and, you know, the second one, I don't know what really happened. I didn't really ask. I just told those guys at the end of the game after we scored that touchdown, I was like, we're going to need one more to close this thing out. So they got it done when we needed them to.
Before the last field goal, Adam, we attempted it all. They had McKenzie and that cornerback, Frankie. We attempted it all to try him.
Maybe. Yeah, it was, but, you know, we had to do what we had to do.
Now that it's over, have you ever been through a season or this challenging of a season when you take into consideration the injuries? I mean, you guys had, I think it's 3 total players on offense and defense that played every game this year.
You know, I don't know. I'll have time to look back on all this and kind of review kind of all that what happened this year. Right now, it's just good to get a win and, you know, get back home.
Was it important not to use injuries as an excuse in the NFL?
I mean, what's the point? Nobody cares. Nobody cares if you get injured or not. You just got to figure out a way to win the game.
What did you think of the way your defense played today?
They did a great job as far as keeping those guys out of the end zone. You know, I mean, there was some plays out there where they got cut loose a little bit, but, you know, they found a way to get off the field or hold them to a field goal.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.